Mornings and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. In the mood for a gift giving this Thanksgiving? A survey finds many are feeling a little bah humbug about it.
A nationally representative survey from Wallet Hub shows many consumers are planning on cutting back on holiday spending.
Santa's going to be the Grinch. 68% of people expect Santa to be less generous because of rising prices.
Wallet Hub's Chip Lupo.
31% of those said that they're going to spend less on gifts this year compared to last. It's also affecting charitable giving. 72% inflation has influenced their donations.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
AAA expects about 80 million people to travel this week. TSA Administrator David Pekuski says a lot of flyers are still not getting the message about taking off with a gun.
Already this calendar year, we've detected about 6,000 firearms in our checkpoints. And if you think of very busy periods of travel like we have coming up now, that's going to close that lane for 15 minutes or so.
He says weapons have to be secured in a checked bag and you must notify the airline. There is a sentencing hearing Monday for a woman convicted of killing her neighbor.
Susan Lorenz, a white woman, was found guilty of manslaughter for shooting and killing Ajika Owens, a black woman. Owens' mother, Pam Dias, after the verdict came down.
We've achieved some justice for Ajika.
Witnesses say Owens confronted Lorenz after she threw a roller skate and swung an umbrella at one of her kids, that Lorenz repeatedly used racial slurs. Lorenz claimed self-defense, saying Owens banged on her door and threatened to kill her. Lorenz is 60 and faces 30 years in prison. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
Another hearing Monday, this one in L.A. for the Menendez brothers. Lawyers want the court to look at new evidence, including a letter written by Eric, allegedly, to a cousin talking about his father's abuse. CBS's Elise Preston has that.
Following a 1994 mistrial, the pair was convicted in 1996 after a short second trial where the judge wouldn't allow the jury to hear the defense's claim that the brothers acted in self-defense after suffering years of physical and sexual abuse.
And the attorneys are hoping the brothers will be resentenced and released with time served. Butterball is back to help people hosting holiday parties to not burn the turkey or poison the guests. Charlotte Draper is with Butterball, the turkey hotline, and says preparation is key.
What we suggest is that you allow one 24-hour day in the refrigerator to thaw your turkey. Do not count Thanksgiving Day.
And those experts answer about 100,000 questions through November and December. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I feel so good. That first hour.
S-A-T-U-R-D-A-Y. Nice.
Oh, boy. That was so good.
And we still have a lot of great stuff coming up.
Yeah, what's coming up?
You know, Paige stopped by, and man, she's got so much energy.
Yeah, I saw her out there dancing.
I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be great.
Yep.
Okay, so we have Mackenzie O'Brien. She's playing at the Whiskey Jacks tonight right here on State Street. She's going to walk over here for an interview.
Yay.
Coming up at the end, the bottom of the hour,
yes.
I should say.
7:30.
Girls Rock Camp. Beth Killey, she is here. She is the co-founder of that. Mm-hmm. And they're having a big fundraiser coming up in January.
I already got my tickets.
And then Paris Happy Hour. I think that's tomorrow.
Wow.
We'll hear about that. And then Live in the Lair with Paige Kleber. She is here. She's going to be performing Live in the Lair, answering our questions. It's going to be a lot of fun. Indy 45 show with Shane Christopher Neal after that. And Max Inc. After Hours with Rob Roberts right here.
He is so handsome.
The end of the night.
Oh, my God. He is so handsome. Talented.
And Rob quoting Rob.
Yeah, and we're going to do a bunch of stuff that's happening on Black Friday. That's the whole theme of the show.
Oh, I like that.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Okay. Lots of live stuff happening.
Great.
Well, let's kick off this hour with a double dip from Automatic Lover.
Yay.
They are a new band. They are hot. Mm. This is Helena. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local
beautiful
music.
Beautiful song.
Woo.
Sync Radio, radio for the people.
For you I must say my God. Dime que te mueres, que sin mí no puedes continuar en esta vida sin mi amor. Somos un poema que se escribe con un siempre sin medir y sin razón como jugar. Somos la aventura y si repite cuál demente es inconsciente.
Por mi tanto, que lloras por mi tanto, que lloras también porque
Glover on Mag Sync Radio. All this local goodness is brought to you by the Green and Gold Game Day specials at the Lazy Elf Lounge in Madison. Free jello shots, home team touchdowns, plus bucket specials, jersey raffle. And Terry, they had me at meat raffle at halftime.
Yeah.
Yep. That's when I'll be there. All this is happening at Lazy Elf Lounge on game day. For more information, go to lazyelflounge.com.
Okay, that sounds super fun.
I know, right? Mm-hmm.
Lazy Elf has got it going on.
Oh, man. They have the wings and the drummies.
Oh.
The Mango Habanero.
Oh, boy.
I'm telling you. You know, I don't know if you know that, but they have catering there, right? It's like the upstairs, downstairs deli. It used to be here on State Street.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, hold on now. First, a secret entrance into the governor's, you know, club, and now a secret Lazy Oaf.
Yeah,
catering
in the
catering.
Basement. You open the thing, and there's
all of a sudden he's revealing all these new things to
there's
us.
Spinach artichoke dip out of this world.
Oh, that. Now, do you have to order it as like you're catering it, or do they have it on their menu too?
No, I don't think that's on their menu.
So
that's
it's
a catering.
Special thing.
Oh yeah. They've catered a few of our parties before.
I could just order a huge Mongol thing of it and pretend it's catering.
Yeah,
I'll
right.
Just eat the whole thing.
Yeah. Arrange pickup.
I'll take half now. Half
curbside pickup.
Yeah.
I said it was a party. It's a party of one.
Oh, that is too good. Well, hey, let's get back to some music here on Max Inc. Radio. Remember Leo Sidran, Ben Sidran's son?
Of course.
He was here in Madison, and he moved out to New York City. But we have one of his songs, and you know it's his birthday coming up. Happy birthday to Leo.
Nice. Happy birthday.
The 27th of November, he's going to be doing a birthday show at Barbie's in Brooklyn, New York.
Oh.
So if you're heading out to Brooklyn.
Yeah. Not Brooklyn, sure, Wisconsin. Don't get confused.
No,
yeah, right.
make sure to stop in and say hello to Leo. Wish him a happy birthday. But let's listen to one of his songs right now. This is Leo Sidran, What's Trending. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I know what you need to think. I know how you need to walk. I know what you need to drink. I know how you need to talk. And even if you try to say that I'm pretending, I do it anyway because it's trending. It's trending. It's trending. It's trending. I know all the things to wear. I know all the hottest shows. You can take me anywhere, 'cause I know, baby, I know. Staying up to date is never ending, but I'm simply fascinated by what's trending. What's trending?
Some people worry about what happened in the past, things that ever last, or that stand the test of time. If you're in a hurry or you want to make new friends, following the trends is the way to cut the line.
What's trending? I know every move to make.
What's trending?
I know every song to sing.
What's trending?
I know every rule to break. Baby, I know everything. Come and get it while it's hot and history's pending. And if you might have just forgot, ask me what's trending. What's trending? What's trending? What's trending?
What's trending?
I know what you should have paid.
What's trending?
I know what you think of that.
what's trending. I know what you probably mean.
You can ask me what's trending.
What's trending?
You can ask me what's trending.
What's trending? You can ask me what's trending. What's trending?
You can. That's the birthday boy. What's trending right here on Max Inc. Radio. In this half hour, Rocker's Closet is brought to you by the Fulmeyer Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie. Come for the homemade food and the beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Meantime, I'm going to jump in here on you, Rocker.
Okay. Oh,
10 minutes. I'm giving everyone this appointment. In 10 minutes, Mackenzie O'Brien will be joining us. And Robin Mackenzie already hugging and such. Oh, my goodness. She is adorable.
Yes.
And I love this song that she has out. What is it? Sugar Daddy Issues?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Great song. So we're going to be talking with her at a little bit after 7:30. She is doing a live show tonight. So what a cool person to walk over here from Whiskey Jackson, right. Madison, to come and do this interview. And if you dig it, you can go see her at 9:30 tonight at Whiskey Jack's.
That's
all right.
Right.
There you go, Rocker.
All right. Well, let's get back to my Rocker's Closet.
Okay.
Road Trip. Do you remember them, Terry?
I do.
Right? You're from up in the Great North.
They play. Yeah, where it snows year round.
Snowing right now.
They call it the frozen tundra, don't they?
I know. They play up there a lot when I was college, younger, whatever.
They've been around for like almost 30 years,
oh my
I think.
Gosh.
Okay.
Yeah.
So guess what they played on? They played on the Mad City Music Show CD.
There you go. There you go.
They're from Oshkosh, actually. Mm-hmm. And like I said, going on 30 years.
Wow.
At 11/24, so November 24th, they're going to be at the bar on Holmgren Way. That's Sunday, right? So it's going to be after Packer
tomorrow.
Game party, right?
Yeah, tomorrow. Oh,
that's tomorrow. So tomorrow night at the bar on Holmgren Way in Green Bay after the Packer game party. So that is going to be a lot of fun with Road Trip. But they're also playing on the 29th at the Green Bay Distillery in Green Bay, on December 13th at the Wharf in Manitowoc, and the 21st of December, they're at Stormy's Music Venue.
They get around,
right?
I love it. Yeah, I've seen them in Green Bay and Oshkosh, but I love that they're playing all these different places, so be sure to check them out.
They are still going strong. So here's a song coming out for a long time ago. This was 1998, I believe. Pick Up the Pieces. This is Road Trip. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Darling, I know you're sleeping, but there's advice to be given away. Once there was a time when all you were was mine. Now it's time to think, I say. Your needles of pain, your emotional chain, have brought this boy to his knees. Now I felt the sorrow I've had to beg and borrow. So now all I'm asking is play. In a darkened room on a red light street, there's a lady who's calling my name. All the pain and the anger, why she loves me one more stranger. Another room and another man's face. So if it's money that you want, well, baby, watch me walk. Cause I'm sorry, but I haven't got a dime. Girl, I rode this little ride with you so many miles, and for you once again, hell, I walk the line. Pick up the pieces and start all over once again. Pick up the pieces. Pieces to leave and be a sin.
pieces. When I get the balls, I might try again. Champagne and cocaine, it's diamonds on rings, sophisticated ladies kind of dream. A woman tells too many lies, never hears a word, and no one really knows just what she means. Open up your eyes and wave this boat goodbye. Never again will you see my face. Nothing left to talk about, cause I found my way out. My prison cell was your embrace. Pick up the pieces, gonna start all over once again. Pick up the pieces from the world where I left bent still. Pick up the pieces, cause I buried myself in the blues. Pick up the pieces, I've got nothing left to lose. And yet the rain still falls on me.
Trip and pick up the pieces on Max Inc. Radio. More local music right after this on the Civic Media Radio Network. Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Come to the Lazy Elf Lounge to cheer on the green and gold. Enjoy free Jello shots with every Green Bay touchdown. Stock up on $20 buckets of White Claw and High Noon, $15 assorted buckets of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products, plus $4 off wing baskets when you dine in. Come for all the fun on game days at the Lazy Elf Lounge, North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook and find the full menu at LazyElfLounge.com.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Have you heard? Compass is coming to Madison. What's that? Only the number one real estate brokerage in the country with cutting-edge marketing and global reach. Only one thing can make it better. The Aaron Weber Group. Well, it just got better. Still the same Aaron Weber Group, the guys you already know and trust, only now, True North partners with Compass. With the Aaron Weber Group, you always had a guide. Now with Compass, you'll never miss a turn. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, at movetomadison.com.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Sleep.
into my DMs. In between R. Kelly and Clinton, and I ain't saying which one of them gives me the most of that sugar. Nickelback, Nick Cage, they all spend like De Niro. They roll on that Venmo, oh, love me, De Niro. And I just can't get them to stop turning that old money. Issues. Slip into my fuzzy bunny onesie. Get funky for my role playing junkies. A crunch on a bunch of munchies. Holler to my ASMR. I paint my toesies rosy, so slowly working that twerking from home for my homies. Love my fans on me all over the country. A corn star wherever you are. Turning that old money.
Mackenzie O'Brien right here on Max Inc. Radio. All this local goodness is brought to you by Salvatore's Tomato Pie, Sun Prairie, Monona, and Livingston Street in Madison. There's pizza, and then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com. Rocker, the hummingbird is in the nest.
Aww, thanks, Rob.
I love that.
Mackenzie was given the name Hummingbird at an early age, as she was often found playing alone and humming made-up melodies. The name stuck, and the hummingbird has become a symbol for her band and her brand. Rooted in Chicagoland and playing the Wisconsin area often, Mackenzie is currently back and forth between recording her third album in Nashville. And tonight, Mackenzie O'Brien Band is performing at Whiskey Jack's on State Street here in Madison, just on the block from our studio, and she stopped in here before the show starts. Mackenzie O'Brien, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
Love it. Oh my gosh. Here comes Rob doing more selfies.
We need plenty of selfies.
But with Mackenzie.
Well,
go ahead. I'm just...
This isn't your first time in Mad City. We were actually just playing your song about a month ago. You were here. Mm-hmm. And tell us about what you love about coming to Madison, because you've been here a couple times. You know, when you're in town, what do you do? Where do you eat?
Madison is just such a beautiful city. I wish I could spend more time here. Every time I'm here, I play a show. I get back to the Doubletree really late, and we go out for some Ian's Pizza.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even... Does that place ever close? I feel like it's always open. I don't
think it does. Macaroni pizza. Come on.
Exactly. That is the best. Oh, yeah. I mean, you just crave that stuff at 2 in the morning. And then what's great about the Doubletree is you can walk in the lobby and get a warm cookie.
Oh, yes. I love the word
about that.
Yes.
It is so great. And then, I don't know, we always find, like, what's a good breakfast place to go to? So I'm always on the hunt for them.
You're right there next to the brunch.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, it's right on the corner there.
I really want to try that.
There you go.
The Madison's great. I mean, I've been to a really good concert here before. Gregory Alan Isakov, he's like a folk artist and stuff. There's always stuff going on.
It's like our second home, I maybe say.
I mean, it's just gorgeous here, too. It's a beautiful city.
And now you currently reside in Chicago?
I don't. I'm actually born and raised McHenry, Illinois. Nobody probably knows where that is.
At least I've heard of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are there some great live venues in McHenry?
There's a place called The Vixen.
Yes.
It's kind of like, it's brand new.
Okay.
I mean, maybe like a couple years old now, but we opened for Lone Star there, so that was super fun.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
It was really cool to do that in my hometown.
That is huge,
and
too.
And they were like the nicest people. So nice.
Yeah. Good, and good for you.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. You. Okay, so you taught yourself how to play guitar?
Yes.
And you're still playing, obviously, but then you started performing in bars and coffee houses after high school. Tell us a little bit more about you, your backstory, and why did you pick up a guitar in the first place?
I mean, it's kind of a sad story, but like, you know, it obviously turned out good because I'm still doing music and stuff. But I was sort of like a loner in high school, and like everybody was on spring break. All my friends were in like Florida or something, and it was like really cold here. So I'm like, what am I going to do? I go into my sister's room because I'm always like, you know, shopping in there. I'm like, what kind of clothes does she have? That's what younger sisters do. We go shopping in our older sister's room.
That's awesome.
Love it.
Yeah. I go into her closet and I'm like, ooh, like there's a guitar in here. Like maybe I'll just like, I don't know, just, you know, screw around with this thing. So then I went on YouTube and I learned how to play chords.
Oh my gosh.
And then I just never stopped. I always wanted to play like an instrument. Like when I was little, I wanted to play the flute. And then my parents like thought that I wouldn't stick with it because I like quit like every activity I was in, like dance and stuff. I'm like, I don't want to do this anymore. So they were like, we're not going to pay for anything that you won't stick with. But then they saw that I was actually, you know, learning myself how to play guitar. And they were like, okay, fine, we'll buy you lessons and stuff. So then I think that was the key, is like playing an instrument. It gave me the confidence to like actually sing in front of people. And then they were like, okay, like, maybe we should get you to some open mics or like writers rounds and stuff. Mm. And then I just never stopped.
That is so great. What a good story.
Now you kind of told us what role your parents played, mm-hmm. but your parents are still playing a role because your dad is here with you.
Oh my gosh. And my dad's always here. He's everywhere.
Yep, he's out there.
And so he said he kind of runs the business management end of your
Thank
career.
God for that. Because I'm terrible at the business part.
What does that mean to you to have the support of your parents from 4 years old on? Mm-hmm. Wow.
I was actually, so there's a young lady here, Paige, and she's going to be in here soon, and her parents are here. And I was just saying that, like, it's so important to have your parents on this journey with you because nobody cares as much as your parents do.
Mm-hmm. So true.
Like, just to have my dad as, like, a manager, basically, like, he really wants his kids to be successful. So he's like constantly like cold calling people in the beginning and stuff. So without him, I don't think I'd be anywhere near as far as I would be.
You know what's interesting too? I'm a big fan of Hailstorm, Lizzie Hale.
Hailstorm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know Hailstorm. Yeah. Not personally, I love them though.
Yeah. Yes. And her dad drives their bus and used to manage them until they got too big.
Wow.
Oh my goodness.
You just know.
Does he still drive the bus?
He still drives the bus. He wants to be part of what's happening, and that was the role thing.
Right? To keep an eye on everything.
Yep, so your dad may be your bus driver someday.
Okay, so he drives the. We have like a little like trailer. And one time, my dad's going to get so mad at me for saying this. We got it stuck in the McDonald's drive-thru.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
It, like, jackknifed and something. And then we were, like, waving for people to go around us. Like, people were, like, honking and stuff. Everybody wants their late-night Big Macs, you know?
Oh, that is so funny.
That's a good
we're all,
road
like,
story.
Cursing at each other in the car.
Well, now tell us about recording your first song, It's Just a Line, at the iconic Omni Sound Studios in Nashville.
Mm. Oh, my gosh. So I'm so sad because it's not there anymore. They bulldoze it.
Oh, no.
They're they're like putting like condos there.
Oh.
I know. But it was just, it was special. I was working with this co-writer, Jason Hammer, and we would like Skype each other and write online. I've never met him in person. And I told him I was going to Nashville. I was like, I really want to, you know, record for the first time. And he was like, okay, you should meet with these two producers and see which one you like. And then his name is Bill McDermott. As soon as I met him, I just felt really comfortable. And he seemed like really into like the music process. So recording that and like hearing a song professionally done for the first time was like so confidence building.
Now, how old were you at that time?
I think I was like 19.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Recording in Nashville at 19. That was,
oh my gosh,
2017.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Oh, congratulations. Well, then in 2019, so now you're 21.
Oh, boy.
You won a songwriting contest, and it was sponsored by Murph Music Nashville. And you have said in the past that this changed your career.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about that.
Oh, it really did. I think it's really important to have good relationships with songwriters. And, like, there's a lot of people who think, like, you need to meet, like, the artists and stuff, but I think it's also really important to meet their songwriters. Like, and like people have asked me, like, do you know any like famous people? I don't, but I know their songwriters.
That's cool.
And they don't get nearly enough credit. Because
I know. I agree.
It's all about the song.
Mm-hmm.
And just in winning that, I got to write with Chris Wallen, who's written with Kenny Chesney. And then because of that, other songwriters are like, okay, like I want to work with this girl. And then they see somebody working hard and they see something in the artist. And I think that's what really changed my career.
Oh, that's so great. Your story. I think I'm going to write her book.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. You're so sweet.
I'm going to. You just won't know about it.
Wait, I want to know. I'm totally.
Unauthorized biography.
Now, Mackenzie, you have a new album coming out in 2025, oh, yeah. And it's taking your career in a new direction, Americana.
Yes.
Tell us about the new Mackenzie.
Oh my goodness. So I kind of feel like it's not necessarily a new Mackenzie. It's more of like going back to my roots in a way. Mm-hmm. And I think like in Nashville, it's so easy to like get on that Nashville train, you know, where like the overproduced pop country stuff. Mm-hmm. And then I've always kind of been like unhappy with that like side of it in a way. And, you know, I'm always sort of like want to be on the fringe a little bit more, like doing like different stuff musically. So I think Americana gives me a lot more freedom to do that. And I'm honestly like super excited about it.
Good.
Yeah.
You know, the song that we played right before the interview, Sugar Daddy Issues, that has like that hip hop country feel.
A little bit.
And that seems like that's a really big trend with country music right now.
For
are
sure.
You still happy with that song? Or are you just thinking, I'm happy to go in this other direction?
I think the latter.
Okay. Okay.
For
fair
sure.
enough.
I mean, I'm happy. Like, I never regret anything. I think it's a journey.
That's good.
It's a journey. You have to put out stuff to get to where, like, you want to be. Like, and I think, like, finding your artistry, you're always going to put out stuff where you're like, maybe this isn't me so much. And then you'll realize like, okay, I'm not this, but I'm more this.
Yeah.
So it's all about like kind of like discovering.
And I suppose as you grow in your career and in age, if I may say,
yeah,
it'll continue to evolve as well.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I hope so. I think it's always good to evolve.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I agree.
What is in store for the crowd at Whiskey Jack's tonight? You guys are, you know, playing. You got the whole band.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about the show. Tell us about your band.
My band, they're great. They have been with me. Ooh, I'll let them know. They'll love this.
I saw some photos. Just saying, Rob, if you could be hugging her, if they were here, I'd be hugging them.
Which one you like?
Oh, they're all kind of cute.
I will let them know.
Okay, thanks.
They're great. They're great, though. They
okay,
deal
sorry,
with
didn't
me.
Too. Yeah, okay.
They deal with me, which is just great, which is good enough, you know. They deal with my awful humor, too, like my dad humor. but we play, like, a variety of stuff. And a lot of people think that we're just country, but I like to say we're a Trojan horse. So, like, we go in there, we start with the country, but then...
Lure them in with country.
Yeah, then we'll play some Nickelback, we'll play some Blondie, we'll play some Cher, you know?
Oh, my God.
I just get bored, and I'm always like, okay, guys, like, we need to learn, like, new stuff, or, like, what do people want to hear? Like, let's learn a Chapel Roan song, or let's learn Creed, I don't know. What gets the crowd going, you know?
Right,
so,
right.
Oh, yeah. What a surprise for the crowd.
Yeah, it's. I love the surprise factor of stuff. It's just fun.
Has this been the same band with you for a while now?
My bass player and my guitarist, and then my drummer has been with us for maybe 2 years now.
Cool. That's a good, good length of time.
Yeah, I'm very grateful. My guitarist since the very beginning, though. Yeah.
Day one.
He's probably so sick of me.
Well, after tonight, you guys are off to a bunch of shows in Chicago. When might we see you guys back in Wisconsin again?
We will be back in February and March. We can't stay too long away from y'all. We love you.
Oh, that's so good.
Now, how do we keep up with Mackenzie O'Brien online?
Well, you can find us at our website, M-A-C-K. I forgot how to spell my name for a second. M-A-C-K-E-N-Z-I-E-O-B-R-I-E-N.
It's the E. Watch out for the E.
Yes. It's tricky.
Yes. And it's like Mackenzie. .com. There should be a link tree there. So that has our socials. I'm on TikTok. I'm trying to stay hip. You know, everybody's on the talk now.
So. Everybody's on the talk.
Yeah.
And you're on Instagram, too.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Very good. We're tagging you with all of our photos tonight. Wow. She is something.
Right here in Madison at Whiskey Jack's tonight. It's Mackenzie O'Brien. Mackenzie, thank you so much for taking the time out before your show to speak with us tonight. We really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
So we're going to play one more song. Why is this song called Mean Girl?
Ooh, I love this question. So for a while, I was writing songs about ex-boyfriends. And then I started dating somebody nice, and I was like, oh, what do I write about? So Mean Girl's about his ex-girlfriend who wasn't so nice to him. So it's not an ex-boyfriend song. It's an ex-girlfriend song.
Wow. All right. Well, catch Mackenzie O'Brien tonight, Whiskey Jackson Madison. This is Mean Girl, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
watch you kiss him on the head, say it's okay.
Them Coolie Boys on Max Inc. Radio. Brought to you by Doughboys Pizza in Madison. A family pizza restaurant. Taste the difference with recipes over 100 years old. Located in the North Gate Mall. Delivering to North Madison, East, and downtown. Learn more and call them at 608-267-3017. It's Doughboys Pizza, Madison.
Oh, man. Doughboys Pizza is so good. Have you been there yet, Terry?
No. Oh. I know. I keep saying, I got to get there.
Oh, Detroit pizza. That was the thing that really intrigued me. Monterey Jack.
And you love it now, don't you?
Oh, it's really good.
Yeah.
So we go there a lot. Killer curly fries.
Ooh, oh, and good people.
Yeah.
That's one thing that you have really talked about, how
can
cool
we get
the people.
Like one of
Matt
those
and his son.
Delivery trucks?
Yeah, come on. Once again.
Rob's looking a little hungry.
Well, Rocker keeps leaving us out of stuff. Everything he's talked about tonight, you and I are like,
there's
what?
Probably a secret basement entrance that has unlimited pizza.
I'm sure.
And Rocker vodka.
And he's got the only key to it hasn't invited us there either.
I'm here sharing it all with you.
Whatever.
Them Coolie Boys. We just heard from them.
Good.
Folk rock with a heart. Even your mom loves them Coolie Boys.
I bet, yeah.
They're from Eau Claire, Wisconsin.
Yeah, I love them.
They're playing November 29th at the Pablo Center at the Confluence in Eau Claire. They're also playing on November 30th at the Vivarium with Max and the Fellow Travelers. That's in Milwaukee.
Oh, that's a new event venue, too.
It is. Mm-hmm. Big, like the Sylvie or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then on January 24th, Whitewater Music Hall in La Crosse. So plenty of places where you can catch them Coolie Boys across Wisconsin.
We have coming up more good stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
8:30. Yes, I'm looking ahead at this point. Mm. Beth Kelly is going to come in, and she's going to tell us all about Girls Rock Camp Madison. Mm-hmm. There's also a Ladies Rock Camp version and a big fundraiser coming up in January to support both of those camps. And
basically,
you learn how to play an instrument, you write a song, and you get up at the end of the camp and play.
Yeah, it's so cool.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's coming up at 8:30. Put it on your calendar and join us if you aren't already.
And then, like, what's after that?
It's this young lady that actually went to Girls Rock Camp and has become a rock star of her own. It's Paige Kleber. I still can't get over that she's 11 years old and has an album out.
Just wait till you see her playing, Terry. It's amazing.
I can't wait. I've heard, and the music to me is just, I can't get over it. So I'm looking forward to this live performance.
Oh, it's going to be so much fun.
It is.
And then we have Shane Christopher Neal with Indie 45 Show, and then Max Inc. After Hours with the handsome Rob Roberts.
And he is handsome.
Oh, man.
Tonight's show is all the things that you can see on Black Friday. So you can go out and see a live band. So many live bands happening.
Excellent.
Wow.
You know, and
Nation.
Natty Nation, right? Take your family. You won't be able to hear them talk because you'll be at the show. And it'll be great.
I had to think about that for a minute.
See what I did there?
Yep. Yeah, I remember coming home from college, and that's what we would do. All the friends would get together Friday and say, we made it through Thanksgiving.
We did it.
You know, we have performed more than 75 Live in the Lairs, right?
Yeah.
Wow. We've had so many people on here. It's amazing. And you can go to Max Inc. Radio, and you can see the whole Live in the Lair archives and listen to some of the old episodes. And, you know, I thought I'd break out a little live song from Katie Scullin.
Oh, yay.
She was Live in the Lair on February 12th, 2022.
Oh.
And she played this whole, you know, this whole show. And we got to the end of the show, and I said, you know, because, you know, Katie plays a ton of originals, but she also does some covers.
Yeah.
I said, Katie, what is your favorite song to cover?
Yeah.
And she looked at me, and she goes, Across the Universe by the Beatles. I said,
wow, could you play it? And she played the most amazing version of this song. I'm going to play for you right now.
Oh,
this
good.
Is Katie Scullin, Across the Universe, live in the lair from 2022. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Words are flowing out like endless rain into a paper cup. They slither wildly as they slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my open mind, possessing and caressing me. Jacuru
with the right hand, it counts as a foul. This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app. The morning show on WFHR, it's comedy?
I think for me, one of the quick ones that I have is like telling time on an analog clock.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it takes me a minute.
It takes me a minute.
Now, that was funny.
Yeah.
That was at least groan worthy. At least groan worthy.
I needed a minute for it to sink in, James.
That was funny. That was good.
Every weekday morning from 8 to 10, only on 97.5 FM, WFHR.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE, Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.